Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Uncle Gutenberg was a bookworm, and he lived on Charing Cross. The memory of his volumes brings a smile. He would read me lots of stories when he wasn't on the source. Now I'd like to share the wisdom of my favorite bibliophile. He said, cover is not the book, so open it up. Take a look, cause under the covers one discovers that the king may be a crook. Chapter titles are like signs, and if you read between the lines, you'll find your first impression was mistook. For a cover is nice, but a cover is not the book.
Hello, it's me, host of the Book Podcast. Now, each week we talk to someone about their favourite book. Now, we're joined by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, what's your favourite book?
Darren Brown's book, The Da Vinci Code.
What? Jesus, I didn't expect that. It's not the Book Podcast!
Let's go!
That's not how impersonation works. You don't just go, what?
Apparently, I was on TikTok the other night and I found out we've got a listener.
This is crazy. Who is this listener?
They are called What's the Story on TikTok. And they found me on a live and went, I know you. I listen to you all the time, your podcast. And I was like, oh, what? The Trevor Feelgood podcast? I can only apologise if you thought a celebrity was on, which it wasn't on. That was the premise. They went, no, the nostalgia one. And then they said, Tesco value Seinfeld, which is what you said about the David Baddiel sitcom. I was like, oh, wow, you are a super fan.
Someone is listening to what we say, which worries me a bit. It's all right, but I think it's just you and me.
He said, they said, you two are great.
Oh, thank you. Big shout out. Well, thank you, listener. It makes our job a lot easier knowing someone's listening.
So we've got Joseph Bartram.
Hello, Joseph Bartram, friend of the show.
You got a friend in me.
We've got Steph, who is from Georgia in America, and she said she enjoys the show, but she doesn't get half the references.
Hello, Steph, friend of the show.
I can do an impersonation of David Wellings.
All right.
Would you like to see it?
Yeah, I will, James.
The computer says no.
Fair enough. We don't get half the references, Steph.
And I've converted her. She's started now saying pints and started saying English phrases. I think bollocks or something. Or
Something like that. Bollocks. It's a good reference.
She's been listening for ages and I've never mentioned it. If you are listening to the show and you want to get in touch and tell us you're listening, please do. Please tell us someone listens to this.
Please tell us. There is a reason to be doing this whilst being so fucking tired. I am tireder than I was from Edinburgh, man. And it's been a long week. I just want to go to bed, maybe play some Legend of Zelda and go to sleep. But I'm here. I'm here with you.
Have you done any gigs this week?
I've done nothing. I've just been to work to inspire the foreign children from around Europe and taking them to various landmarks. What have I done? I acquired a lot of McDonald's Pokemon cards for a video that I was going to film of me opening them. But I just haven't made the video. And every now and then I'm looking going, there's a lot of cards there and this is not going to be relevant soon.
Are we going to be
just staring at them?
Are we going to end up in some kind of tea card thing? We're going to have boxes and boxes of them going, opportunity to get rid of him? You're going to go, oh, I have some Pokemon cards, Chris. I've got your bare tea card on my fridge.
It's a good tea card. If anybody wants any tea cards, please let us know and we'll sort you out some tea cards. Do not know how there is so many left. Like, I have given out literally thousands of them. So there must be a box full with about 2,000 tea cards still in. I don't know how anything other than DVDs loses its value that quickly.
My Edinburgh show, The Dark Knight Rises, I made some stickers that said, I've seen The Dark Knight Rises in 3D. Where's my medal? And I had loads of them and I still can't get rid of them. There's still some in my drawer. Like, I must have got rid of them all by now. Come on.
It's weird, isn't it? They appear in weird places. Like, I've just done some cleaning and it's, it's round by my pants. There was a picture of a ferret on the British Wildlife one or something. And it was weirdly in my pants drawer. I don't know. I don't keep tea cards in my pants yet.
Yeah, it's what do you mean yet?
Well, I don't know. It might be something that I start thinking that's a good idea.
That might be a good idea to do.
Ooh, tea cards in the pants. Tea cards in your pants. But yeah, what shit do you have at home? Phone in on
01818118118118118. I went to Gravesend. That's rough, isn't it?
It is rough. You did a gig, though. Was it Gravesend where you did the gig?
I did do the Gravesend gig. It's a little bit different to Rochester.
Yeah, imagine Rochester, but without the fun. And do you know why it's called Gravesend?
Why? Why is it called Gravesend?
Because you'd rather be dead than live there. I'm taking the piss, guys. If you live in Gravesend, then you don't have electric.
And then last night I did a gig in Chertsey, which is right next to Staines. What? And also Ashford, Surrey, which I was looking at the sign going, oh, I wish that said Ashford, Kent on it. I ran a gig once and one of the acts went to Surrey instead of Kent and said, sorry, mate, I've gone to the wrong Ashford.
I always find that weird because you'd look for the venue, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You would look and see that venue does not exist in that place. Sorry, I've gone to Dover in America. Yeah, but there is no vape lounge in Dover in America.
Yeah, I've got a gig in York. So I've gone to New York. I thought it was like they'd updated it. So that's what I'm not there for, mate.
And I'd be like, right, well, stop spreading the news. Start spreading the news. You're not on the bill today. It's, I'll be honest, nothing really exciting has happened. If anything, I want something exciting to happen.
Yeah. So some link that links us to the TV show. It probably would be.
No.
Oh, no, let me do it. Oh, what? Go on.
No, do the link.
Well, I was just going to say, it probably...
That was an epic fail!
It's not called a fail, it's called Epic Win!
That was an epic win!
That's one of them shows, isn't it?
It is going to be one of them shows. This is why this needs to make money. Like, I don't want to be going to work. I want to be living off this and releasing my own fizzy drinks.
What would the small screen nostalgia fizzy drink be called?
It would taste like the 90s. So it'd be like one of those drinks that it'd be like we'd nostalgically release old school Sonny Delight again.
With the smell of Smash Hits magazine.
And I like the idea of Trev being like the host of the adverts going, oh, try a new Sonny Delight. Here I am at Bournemouth Water Park. Whoa, I've got another slide. It's a honey monster. Oh. Sunny Delight, da-da-da-da-da-da, the new prime.
Really annoyed me last week on the adverts. In the middle of our adverts, with Alan Partridge promoting his paid podcast. Fuck off,
he
Alan.
Doesn't need any help, does he? And I'll be honest, don't put it on. And like, I'd be annoyed if I was Steve Coogan and you were advertising it on here. Do you know what? Like, you got to have a bit of thought for them as well. How much are they paying that PR company to be advertised on here?
There was Richard Herring the other week. Next, it'll be that with the diary of a CEO bloke.
Oh, yeah, people who really need that boost in their podcast right now.
Yeah, the millionaire from Dragon's Den needs to advertise on small screen nostalgia.
Stephen Bartlett, go fuck yourself.
I am so fed up of other people doing well, mate. I it does my nut in. All these other people doing well for himself and then, like, lording it up. Paying the man to, like, show off on this advert. I don't like it.
My jealousy has got out of control because I saw that Wilson is gigging with Angelos Epithemu. And I was like, I want to gig with Angelos Epithemu. And then a little voice in my head went, you have, mate. Why you have, haven't I?
Yeah, I remember it well.
I've done that.
Yeah, I want to gig with you. You have. And you probably will again.
And I've gigged with Alexander Armstrong. Link! I was waiting for you to go, what you normally do when it's a weird show, and go, this show. That's what you do.
This show.
Yeah, there we go.
This show, it is a work of fucking art. And I am gutted I never got to see it in its full form. And I'm gutted that I only watched one clip when you sent me three. But this is a work of art. This is what I want to bring back as a comedy night. It's Epic Win.
They've come from all over the UK. Ordinary people with extraordinary abilities. Powers so pointless they will rock the very foundations of society. Heroes will rise. Legends will be born. This is Epic Win! Please welcome your epic host. It's Alexander Armstrong!
And this is Epic Win, the show that scours the country to find great British heroes with jaw-droppingly senseless superpowers. But what, you may be asking yourself, is an epic win? Well, can you carry home the weekly shop using only your ears? I can. Can you use your beard as a paintbrush? Or can you build a car from bread? Well, if so, you could be an epic winner, and these are precisely the types of skills that people will be demonstrating on this show. And it all happens here, in the Epic Centre. This is where our heroes come to have their powers tested. If they pass the challenge we set them, they'll earn themselves the title of Epic Winner and get the chance to win some cold hard cash. But if they don't, they will leave the studio as penniless epic failures through the dreaded fail door.
Oh, was that the intro to it? All right.
What do you want?
Then anyway.
So, have you done this podcast before? Like, it's never used it that good.
I thought about 10 minutes ago when you yelled epic fail. I thought it was that when we started playing the theme tune.
Epic fail! The theme tune is. I don't know what you want. This didn't come up in the production meeting.
No. So this is
why I don't do live TV. What do you want me to do? I'm reading in the Weber.
This is Alexander Armstrong. And before he was famous, Joe Lycett doing a Peter Dixon impression going, epic win!
How much do you reckon they tried to get Peter Dixon?
He probably went,
no.
No, but we know a comedian who can do an impression.
I think he was pretty good. I think he really added to it, old Lycett.
I've met him.
You've met Joe Lycett?
Sort of.
What do you mean, sort of? You either have or you haven't. You can't sort of meet someone.
All right, I'll tell you what happened and then you say if I met him or not. There's this show in Edinburgh called The Wrestling, where comedians and wrestlers have a fight in the Pleasance. And I was with Mark Simmons, and Joe Lycett walked past and went, hi, Mark, and waved at him, and then went in with Aisling B. Does that count? Have I met him?
Well, I suppose you're. I love the idea as well.
He didn't look at me.
You just stood next to Mark Simmons. Mark, though, like, he's a nightmare for that, because he did it to me in Edinburgh once, and going, hello, this is my friend Nick. And in the back of my head going, that is Nick Helm. That is Nick. That is not your friend Nick. That is Nick Helm from Uncle. And it was like, oh, hello, Nick. How are you, Nick?
You also want to say, Mark, I do what you do as well. I know who that is. You don't have to say it's Uncle Nick.
But he really nicely introduced me as a friend, which was nice. But it was just that thing of when it's someone you really respect and, like, to that level, going, hold on a minute. Oh, shout out to Mark. He's so talented and he is genuinely lovely.
Well, I did that at my Edinburgh show. Mick Ferry stood up and said, give this bloke loads of money. He's really good. And gave me 20 quid. And I went, thank you, Mick Ferry. Because they have to say his full name. You can't just call him Mick.
Yeah. He watched your Edinburgh show.
He did, yeah.
Sorry, there's a lot going on with that. I'm
just worried if he thought that everyone else was just going to storm out and go, that was shit. But he sort of stood up and went, well done, there you go. And then asked him for a quote for Edinburgh next year, and he put, you're blocked. And I was like, thank you, that's quite funny. And I hope I wasn't blocked. He was a joke.
I just find it really odd, though, like, that Mick Ferry would be, like, watching. That's crazy, man.
Well, Trevor Lott tried to get in my show, and the audience said, no, it's full, and kicked him out. And then he saw me, stood outside, and he said, is this Trevor Philgood? I went, yeah. And he walked off. I said, no, it is.
Was it full?
It was full. And then I saw him at Dover when he came to perform.
Yeah.
He said, no, I heard it was really good. And I said, well, wasn't it just because we're both called Trevor, so our names are next to each other? And he's like, no, it wasn't. Anyway, epic.
But you'll be perfect for that with a bit of surrealism. Like,
what?
I do mock you, but you are good. You have your moments.
But what? What are we talking about? What?
No. I think you'll be right up his street because you're that same kind of surrealist.
Right. Thank you.
No, there we go. Yeah. I'm not bigging you up that much. Right. So, yeah, epic win. We're men. We're not nice.
We're just normal men, aren't we? We're just normal men. What
just
do you mean
normal
we're
men?
We're just normal men.
Sorry. Doing manly stuff.
You do know what it's referenced to, don't you? It's Hacker from CBeebies. Yeah, yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the middle of the show.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome back. Anyway, you only watched one clip, I watched two, and this...
Well, la-di-da!
The first one they got them to do was Doctor Who villains dying. He had to tell by the sound of the monster dying if he could name the monster.
To epic win tonight, Emrys Matthews has to name Doctor Who creatures just from the sound of them kicking the bucket.
And he couldn't, which I'm quite glad he couldn't, because that is weird if he knew what they all were.
I think the premise of this show as well, like... Listener, if you don't know what it is, it's basically people with talents that aren't real talents.
You bet.
It's pretty much that. I mean, I think I've got a few things like this that I think I'm very, very good at. I can speed run Sonic the Hedgehog Green Hill Zone probably in 2 minutes.
You are trying to bring it back, aren't you?
And I can judge by meeting. If I met someone, if I went to the pub with someone, I could tell you who their three favourite bands are within an hour.
What within an hour? This wouldn't work within an hour. You'd need to know straight away.
Well, I can't just. I could try and do it on looks.
We get to the first person with the clip you've seen, but the second person had to. Well, the first person had to do the Doctor Who thing. The second one had to name people in Strictly, both the partners, the dance, and what they scored on Strictly. And I was like, hang on a minute, that isn't as hard as the naming the sounds of a Doctor Who villain dying.
Well, I think that's harder as well, like, because it's always, well, I don't know, like, I reckon, naming the partner, but the dances, there's a lot of dances in it. The show is based very heavily on dance. So someone's got through to the end, that's about
you can sort 15 of guess. Dances. You can guess by their dress if it's like tango or, I don't know. Latin smooth. You can. But the score.
Is that your skill? Is it you can guess by the dress? Old Lord of the Dance over here.
Yeah, but the score. That's.
I don't reckon you can. The scores.
Hang on a minute. I didn't say it was my epic win, did I? It was.
What's your epic win?
I don't know. I can't think of one off the top of my head.
I can piss off a whole green room within 10 minutes of being backstage.
I can tell you what episode. Oh, no, I can't. No. Anyway, you have to go on to the show and you have to go into the epicenter that's in the middle.
Yeah.
And if you fail, you have to go through the fail door.
Which now, is horrible.
What was it? Jason Manford, Nina Wadia, and Mickey Flanagan were on the panel.
Strong panel. I like it because it was around the same time that Jason Manford didn't sing. Remember them days?
But you've got his album. You like him singing.
I haven't got. Well, I've got Spotify. I've got everyone's album, in theory. I do own every album in the world at the palm of my hand.
Yeah, but I've got the internet. I could go on everyone's internet page, but I don't, do I?
No, but I can't listen to every album ever released.
Can we get on to the piece of resistance of this programme? It made it for me. Was Sean Jones. Mr. Remarkable Man. Well, why do you need man and mister? You don't.
Well, sometimes you need both. Yeah, Mr. Remarkable Man. That's how remarkable he is.
Mr. Remarkable. That makes sense. Or the Remarkable Man. You don't need mister.
The way that bloke held himself as well, and it was referenced to earlier. I'll say this now. The thing he did, that isn't something that's just given. No one can do that. That is someone who has done something. Maybe just, I don't know. Don't want to throw it out there. Maybe something secretive in the services.
We haven't said what it is yet, but he does.
I don't want to. Well, he was challenged to go on an exercise bike and inflate water bottles until they exploded. And he did it so easily. It was almost like superhuman.
Yeah, he only had to do three. This lady had to name five Strictly people, and the other one had to name five Doctor Who things. It's not right. I didn't like it.
He only had to do three. He blew up and exploded three water bottles, Chris. If he had to do five, he'd probably die. And he'd probably done it before where he'd like blown into someone's lungs and killed them. But I can't say that he ever did.
Now, Mr. Armstrong, he's all right host. Do you think this would work better with Danny Baker?
I'm in the school that any show would work better with Danny Baker.
No, but this definitely would, wouldn't it?
I think if Danny Baker was hosting it, I think Armstrong, I don't know, he's a weird one. Like, he's a bit of a posho, isn't he? That's his problem. He's a bit of that gang, that bit of,
I can't comment on this. So
probably slaps a tramp on the way home or something like that after taking the money out of the bucket.
He gets an epic trophy.
Yeah.
They have to put in an amount of money they have to put into the account. What are you laughing for?
Yeah. Because this really, really, really made me laugh. Like,
What did? What? Say.
The £3,000.
No, not that. I'm not worried about that. I'm suing Armstrong for this. They put their money in the pot.
Each of you now has up to £1,000 to throw at Sean. The decision you have to make is how much are you going to give a man with bottle-bursting breath? OK, think of what your figure is. Anything from £1 to £1,000 and lock it in. OK.
And they say, let's lock it in.
He suggested he's stolen our catchphrase.
In 2010...
I think we nicked it off someone else.
Oh, it does say that. No.
Never happened.
Yeah. They say lock it in.
And lock it in. People like can't even listen to this podcast if we don't say lock it in. My highlight of this whole thing was they then asked the panel how much do they think he deserves in money. Mm-hmm. And if they guess it in the right amount, under the right amount, they get to take it home. But it could only be £3,000. And it got to 2,886. And the guy said higher.
And Joey Lyce at the top of the voice went, what are you doing?
Okay. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Okay.
Think about this.
It can only be £3,000.
Right.
£3,000.
Wow. You've gone for £3,000. So have you bagged the money or have you blown it? Let's find out. Let's find out. Let's find out.
£0.
Oh, Sean, you left it too late. £0.
I did tell you.
But what was the cut-off point? Should we see what the panel's actual total was? £1,963. You could be.
Well, I'm meant to win it, so.
Well, were you not though?
No, I know.
But and then when he said, "I'm in it to win it," and Alexander Armstrong just went, "Well, you're not, are you?"
Because you didn't. But it made me laugh. They said, do you want to keep going? And he didn't speak. He just put his hands up in the air, something like that. And like that isn't telling you.
What are you doing? What are you doing? I might just play that clip to you on a various basis when it feels like it's needed. What are you doing? Basically,
doing comedy.
Do you want to bring back Epic Win as a comedy night?
I do, but I don't think you can call it Epic Win. You'd have to call it something else. Like
Epic Fail.
Yeah. We tried this with TFI Friday and it didn't work, did it? Or we didn't do it.
I think the problem with TFI Friday was the venue and the free crackheads. I think it wasn't anything to do with the format. It was the guy on a burner phone clearly doing drug deals at the front of the show, which is off-putting for anyone.
What you missed in the second clip was Joe Swash saying the quote, which was brilliant. It's like, do you like Doctor Who? And he goes, well, I like things. I like fools and horses. That was the quote. I like things.
I don't understand if Joe Swash knows that he's playing a character called Joe Swash. I watched a 10-minute promo of him the other day at Haven that had been renamed, and he was just going on all the stuff in Haven. And I thought, good on you, Joe. Do you know what? Good on you. He's done all right.
You also missed the bit, because of the Strictly connection, Mickey Flanagan was talking about the conga and saying, you should just do a conga. You love the conga.
Mickey Flanagan was great on this. Really good on this. And the quote that I like as well was going like the guy with the water bottles. But I think some of that air's got up into your brain, mate, if you think we're giving you £3,000 for that. Genuinely savage. Couldn't give a fuck.
Well, I liked it. It was a good show. It's a shame that the whole show isn't on the internet. It should be.
Yeah, I think the BBC are a bit ashamed of it, which is weird, seeing as they basically harboured paedophiles. But I think they're not really particularly proud of it.
Well, have you seen the new game show that's coming up Saturday, which is Alan Carr's Some Picture Quiz with Alan Carr?
Alan Carr from Afar, where Alan Carr puts out pictures and you see the picture and then he moves it away afar because it's Alan Carr and you've got to guess what's in the picture. Is that the premise?
No, it's called Picture Slam and I don't know what the premise is, but it's on the Saturday evening 5:30 slot, which this was in, where they don't give a shit. They're like, just put any old shit on it. I haven't told you what I'm doing for Three Sheets of the Wind.
Oh, hello.
Go on.
They're having an old chat about the old festival that is coming up in October. And they said, do you know any magicians who do close-up magic? And I said, well, I know one. And it turns out I know two, actually. I also know Campbell as well. I said, El Baldino, he's doing it. He's doing it next month, so you can go and see him. And then Sam went, wouldn't it be funny if Trevor went round the tables doing magic and getting it wrong? So that's what I'm doing at their festival.
That'd be good, man.
And I said, well, no one's going to know who I am. And they said, no, you're a local legend. Everyone knows who you are.
So that'd be cool.
I'm going to annoy kids by messing up tricks and going, look, done it wrong. So I might
actual
be...
kids.
I don't know if it'll be kids there. I'm going to be called the Magnificent Trevor Feelgood or something on the poster.
The Terrific Trev. That's cool, man.
It's going to go wrong. I want a train strike. Yeah. Come on, Mick Lynch. Come on, get another one out.
I'm sure he will. I'm sure he's got time.
They've been quiet for too long. It also means that I get to do my gig in Canterbury in 2 weeks, I think, because they won't be able to call one for another 2 weeks. Bosh! Get in!
You never know. Is that the one with the Breadbeard one?
No, it's at the cinema, the Curzon. I told you about the other week. What? I don't book it.
I don't know why I'm doing that weird noise. I'm very tired, as you can tell. I'm on it in November.
Are you?
Yeah. Why are you surprised by that?
I don't know, because you didn't know what it was a minute ago, and then you were on it.
No, I did, and then I realised that I took a booking for it.
Oh.
Not a weird day of the week, isn't it?
What, a Thursday, I think. Anyway, what do you want to give Epic Win?
I'm going to give it 7, because I didn't see a whole episode.
I'm going to give it 8, because I saw a full episode.
Wow, this is it. So let's...
lock
it
in.
And lock it in.
I've never been a fan of anything. Like, I like things. Mm. I like fools and horses. Ding, ding.
Right, there it is, all locked in.
And that is locked in, Epic Win.
To be honest, the clip that you saw was the best one with the Sean Jones. He's been on Britain's Got Talent and stuff as well, I saw when I looked him up.
Who hasn't been on Britain's Got Talent now?
You.
Both of us.
Because I played your Jeremy Cole song last week and my highlight was get a job. You scum, I could be the master of the universe. And
I
also,
forgot how much I like that song.
And also, wear protection is the last line of the song.
I was a very angry man, weren't I?
I didn't know it existed. I just typed it into Google and went, oh yeah, it's on the old Biscuit Collective.
Did it come up on that?
Yeah, the Biscuit section, isn't it? What were you called?
Oh, no, that one was actually the Mash.
Oh, still the Mash. We saw the Biscuit
one.
Yeah,
is it on the Biscuit? Well, that's odd, because it's not a Biscuit. Maybe someone was like, wow, I want to have all the works of AMJ, not just a few.
They are meant to be funny, aren't they?
Quality.
Yes.
Listen to it again. He really got that point across about Jeremy Carl.
I don't know. I'm just getting David Brent vibes from it, that you didn't know that it was meant to be funny.
Like that one he wrote about the Holy Ghost.
So on that bombshell, bye bye everybody.
Bye bye. It'll be the same.
Epic Win.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.